Are you a dairy farmer with a last name like Creamer?
No, unfortunately not, but we do raise beef.
Well, there you go. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Robin Creamer of Sweet Morning Farm. And you're also part of the East Hampton Winter Farmers Market, new this year, every other Sunday, including this Sunday. But Sweet Morning Farm and you and your mom, who run the farm together, are in Leiden. So tell me about your involvement with this farmers market, a winter farmers market, new this year in East Hampton.
Well, I'm a vendor at the summer market, have been for a few years. And this year, there was a bunch of interest from customers and vendors to continue into the winter. So we decided to start up the winter market.
And where is it?
It's at the Keystone Mill building on Pleasant Street.
I love that building because they have ping pong in there.
It's very distracting. I can see it from where I set up.
Are people pinging and ponging in there still while you're doing your farmer's market or?
Constantly.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's still going. I'm glad that's still going. That might have been something we'd have to put aside for COVID.
No, but they mask up and they go at it.
No, that's great. So you could go to your farmer's market and get some delicious locally produced foods and do a little ping pong. But this is not a shameless plug for ping pong. This is about the winter market. What kind of stuff are you bringing to the market and what are some of the other vendors bringing?
Well, I have fresh greens, a salad mix, and arugula, also kale and spinach. And then we have leeks, onions, garlic, rutabagas. And then I also have pasture-raised pork and grass-fed beef, maple syrup, and herbal products, including teas.
Wow. Even if you were the only vendor, that would be a pretty robust
That's great.
Market. And I keep thinking about how lucky we are because I remember a time, even having only lived here for about, you know, close to 20 years, when getting greens locally in the wintertime, you started to feel a dearth of them. But now there's so many winter markets, this new one in East Hampton. We talked about the new one in Holyoke a couple weeks ago. I think that's fantastic.
I'm wondering, Robin, you live in a town where if you and your mom moved out, it would be under 725 people. What's it like going to a city once a week on a Sunday to sell?
It's pretty fantastic. East Hampton's a really wonderful city, and I feel like we fit in really well there. There's a lot of wonderful people associated with the market, a lot of wonderful customers, so I really love being there.
How are the vendors and the market manager keeping it safe for people to shop?
Well, we're in a really nice big room right across from the ping pong. So there's plenty of space for all the vendors. We're all spread out, and customers are all required to wear masks. They're all required to sanitize their hands as they enter. And we ask only one customer at a time per vendor. And then we're also running a really large air filter all the time. So that keeps the air nice and clean.
Robin, can you share what some of the other vendors are selling, even though you seem to have most everything?
Well, not quite, but well, there's Red Fire Farm, and they have just about every vegetable you can imagine. And then there's Quabbin Hill Farm. They're specializing in microgreens, and they also have salad greens and their very own CBD products that they grow the hemp themselves. They have eggs. There's goat's milk soap from Sage Meadow Farm, handmade face masks that are really great, and a huge selection of them. And this week we're starting a new vendor. It's Hearthstone Artisan Bread. They're going to have their own sourdough breads.
Sounds amazing. That's Robin Creamer from Sweet Morning Farm in Leiden. Robin, did you grow up farming with your mom, or did one of you instigate farming at a different point in your life?
My mother started farming on her own, I guess around 10 years ago. I was helping out some on weekends and things and just kind of gradually got drawn into it. Now I farm full time.
And is it just you and your mom?
Yes, it is.
I always got to ask this question, and you know I do, Monty.
Yeah.
How do you work with your mother? I mean, I would ask it if you worked with your father or your brother or sister too, but how do you do it?
Oh, you know, it's not always the easiest, but we just, at the end of the day, we always get along and make it all work.
Wow. I really respect that. You're a braver man than I. The only thing that my mom and I think could get along with working together on at this point is the impeaching of the president. So it seems an appropriate time to have your mother-son duo farmers from Sweet Morning Farm in Leiden on today. And the new East Hampton Winter Farmers Market, which is every other Sunday, including this Sunday, at the Keystone Building in East Hampton.
One thing that we always talk about is the importance of the winter farmers markets for people who are on SNAP and can use their HIP benefits. And I'm wondering if Robin can share a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, the HIP program, I shouldn't say program, is a really fantastic program because it helps people who are using SNAP if they purchase fresh produce, they automatically get reimbursed for their purchase and end up with free vegetables. It's really important to me to have our products available to everybody. And this is a great way of doing that.
And it just goes to show you with the political will, both with the idea coming originally, I think, from the federal government, but Massachusetts taking it up as its own. We can make this happen and make sure everybody gets to eat fresh, healthy foods and have enough to eat. And I love it that it's happening in East Hampton at the Winter Farmers Market new this year, and that Robin Creamer from Sweet Morning Farm will be there this Sunday and every other Sunday at the Keystone Building. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, you can find out all about the Winter Farmers Markets going on in our area at buylocalfood.org.